I feel like this is some good information, especially as we're in this time of year. It's 99.7 DJX. How to survive being attacked by a turkey.
A turkey. Okay. Is this something a lot of people deal with?
Depends on how fresh.
Are we at the grocery store when we're attacked?
It depends on how fresh you want your turkey, I suppose. This from WGM Chicago.
Important news you can use, how to survive a turkey attack.
Oh,
turkeys can be aggressive, especially during breeding season.
Yeah.
So here's what to do.
Okay, so especially watch out during mating season for turkeys.
Okay.
That's tip number one.
If a turkey attacks you, get loud, shout, blow a whistle, make lots of noise.
Okay, get loud, shout, make lots of noise.
Stay away, turkey!
Get big, stand your ground, wow. Raise your hands in the air, open your jacket to make yourself appear larger.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that one.
It's saying,
are we supposed to gobble?
Get loud, flap your arms.
Gobble, stay away, turkey!
Get your jacket going.
Okay.
If you're near water, throw water at the turkey. Wave a stick or a broom. Throw objects at it.
Apparently turkeys throw things at the turkey? Yes, apparently turkeys hate water, so throw water at it. And if you've got a broom, swing it at it.
I'm doubting if I'm encountering a turkey, I have a broom handy.
WGN,
Unless they entered my living room.
I'd like to know your sources, for one.
Listen, I'm going to need a demonstration video. Is there a demonstration, like AI demonstration video would be great. Like the one from the guy falling from the skyscraper that tells you what to do if that happens to you.
So this is, again,
kind of feels like it's along the same lane.
Another survival technique on how to survive a turkey attack.
Okay.
And once again, since you weren't taking notes, I'll review it really quickly.
Make noise,
appear larger by raising your arms and opening up your jacket, flapping your arms, standing your ground. Don't take any crap from any turkey.
Right.
And if you're near water, throw water or use a stick or broom.
Yes, to deter
the turkey.
Like a javelin?
Especially during mating season, you need to beware of these turkeys.
When is mating season? Is it now?
Oh, let's look.
When is
turkey mating season?
It's also the time of year that the turkeys probably are starting to sweat. Because if word has gotten around the community that their friends, a lot of their friends go missing this time of year because
good news, turkey mating season is typically in the spring and summer.
Oh, we're good then. We survived it.
So it may not be as aggressive now.
Okay.
But if
we go to the grocery store, we're pretty much going to be okay. Like, I don't need to take my broom for protection at the grocery store.
How organic a grocery store are you going to?
I don't think it's that organic.
Okay. So with that.
Really good information.
With that piece of information.
Yeah.
We want to kind of segue to have you ever been attacked by an animal? And I'll start.
Oh, you have a story to share? All right, share with the class.
All right. I don't know if red-winged blackbirds count. Well,
it's an animal.
It is.
If it attacked you.
Technically, it is an animal. You're right, Kelly.
Okay.
But as I was, there's specifically a place where we vacation where red-winged blackbirds, they have to literally put signs up that say, watch out for the red-winged blackbirds.
Oh, because they're aggressive?
They will, when you get close to their nest, and you don't know where their nest is. You're walking. Their nest is in a tree, right?
They're all not labeled, correct.
No, there's not going to be a red-winged blackbird nest up there.
Uh-huh.
But all of a sudden, you'll get, bah! You'll get hit
They'll
in the head.
Dive bomb you?
Yes! They'll dive bomb you.
Well, that is aggressive.
So, I get that,
you know, mama bear is going to mama bear, but seriously, that is much. And especially if you're not walking in an aggressive way, if you're not like looking at her.
Listen, we don't know.
Like, your babies look tasty. Like, you're not giving that kind of a look, right?
We don't know what triggers a red-winged blackbird to do what it does.
So maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Carrie checks in and says, do geese count?
Okay.
Already
valid.
Sensing a theme here. I was just feeding them some bread. I don't even know why, but I've been chased, even bitten on one occasion by geese for no reason at all. Maybe they thought I was getting too close or something. Those stinkers are vicious.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Right. Oh, okay. Tammy took my daughter to a duck pond.
Ah, see? Birds,
staying in the bird lane.
Man.
There was a tiny baby duck that tried to go through a chain link fence, got stuck while bent over trying to help it out. The mother duck went a little crazy, started attacking me. She flapped onto my back, started beating me with her wings. My daughter was 4 at the time, started screaming, thinking I was being murdered by a duck.
No.
Thankfully, my only injuries were aching stomach muscles from uncontrollable belly laughter.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Your young daughter is going to think, oh, my God. Yeah. Attacking my mommy.
All right. Let's not keep it too I don't want to make it too serious a subject here, but
Tucker has gotten attacked by a squirrel.
All right. Well, we'll get to Tucker's here in just a minute. Ever been attacked by an animal? More of your stories on the way. Cuz that's the type of show we do here.
Wow. There are more stories than I anticipated.
And hey, look, we're trying to cohabitate here, Kelly.
There is a bigger audience for this information than I thought.
Yep. We'll get to some more of them coming up next. And we got some good, useful information on how to survive a turkey attack. And it kind of got us scratching our heads going, Have you been attacked by an animal? And birds
turns out many yes.
Yes, many yes. Me, red winged blackbird for sure. Then there was geese. There were ducks. Now Tucker.
Tucker has says, does squirrels count? A neighbor's cat had one by the neck, and I was stupid to try to help. My friend grabbed the cat. I got its shark mouth open to let the squirrel out so it could flee back into the woods to continue its happy squirrel games.
Uh-huh.
Mother wanted revenge.
Oh, no.
Instead of falling to the ground when released, it twisted in the air and latched onto my thumb with its vicious squirrely teeth.
Oh, no.
So there I am, blood pouring off my hand while I frantically shake and shake my hand. It finally released me and ran away. The cat sat there and gave me the smuggest look a cat can possibly have.
Of course the cat.
Cats are very good at being smug.
Yeah, cat was like, hey, I was trying to help. I was trying to help. And you just ruined everything. Alyssa, not wild, but a pot-bellied pig. I still cringe when I see one. Oh, geez.
Oh, wow.
Danielle said, my friend was attacked by a hawk. Apparently, that'll happen if you get too close to their nest.
Oh, see, yeah, just like your little, red-winged black hawk?
No, red-winged blackbird.
Oh, blackbird,
yeah,
yes.
Jill said, vet here, bit by countless dogs, cats in my career. However, I was in vet school. We were training on how to handle birds of prey. I was holding a red-shouldered hawk, got its foot out from underneath my glove, and hooked its talons in my nose.
Gosh.
Ouch.
Oh, wowie.
Ouch.
Oh, Brittany got attacked by the same cat twice. Got me in the same exact spot both times.
Dang.
The second time he attacked, he also went after my daughter. He sliced her leg. She ended up with 7 stitches.
Ouch.
And it was my cat.
Yeah, I will say one of our cats was freaked out. What? No, it was Fred, my fat Fred cat, who had escaped and went missing for a month earlier this year. So Fred had gotten out a few years ago, and when we found him, he was spooked. And so he was scared. And so my daughter went to carry him back home, and he like scratched her on the chest. And yeah, I mean, she got a pretty good gash there.
Ooh.
Yeah, for sure. Amanda.
So when I was about 10 years old, my mom saved a lot of money by hanging our clothes out on the line to dry.
Yeah.
Well, one morning I went out and I got my clothes. I came in and I put my pants on, and a wasp has made a nest in my pants.
What?
Oh. Oh my gosh.
So at 10 years old, I wasn't quite sure what was happening and why my pants were biting and stinging me.
Oh, no.
It was really confusing.
I can imagine.
By the time we got them off, we figured it out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that would be confusing. Why are my pants attacking me?
Yeah, for sure. I will say there is one thing that I have realized, especially in that phone call with Amanda.
No, we do not. Stop it.
We now know and have the audio of the sound Kelly made the first time she saw a man naked.
Oh, I hate you. Yet another button. Oh my gosh. In the arsenal of Kelly noises. Am I not able to emote safely in this space? I feel like this is not a safe space for me to say things because they're always recorded and used against me.
No, it's just, it's fun being to hear this side of you, Kelly.
It's not, that it wasn't accurate.
First time she saw a man naked.
Oh. It's fake news.
Oh my God.
You're five.
And then.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. That might have been.
Closer. Okay, anyway, sorry. We'll move on. All right, thank you for the stories on 99.7 DJX.